Robbie, how did the farm get its start and when?
We have two legal entities that are kind of intertwined. Robbie Mac Farms Inc. is an incorporated company that we started out operating in 2010. It was a dairy and cash crop company, and we milked a smaller herd of cattle back then. And then in 2019, we took over my parents' farm, which is called Beck Family Farm. And so the two identities still live on to this date.
So how do you differentiate between the two entities?
If we wanted to keep it real simple, Beck Family Farms is the dairy and Robbie Beck Farms Inc. is the cash crop company.
Tell me how a typical day starts for you guys. Is it up before the sun rises every day?
We start out kind of at breakfast around 5:30 in the morning, making a little plan of what we're going to do for the day. And by 6 o'clock, someone's in the barn. And then shortly after that, we start putting out fires for the day that derails all of the plans that we made at 5:30.
What tends to throw a wrench in your day that might be unique to life on a farm?
Well, when you're working with livestock, something that typically throws your schedule off is if you have an animal that's sick, or maybe it's a week where you have above average number of calvings. You can lose a lot of time, spend a lot of time in some of those tasks that are just the type of thing that you can't really schedule very far ahead.
Speaking to the dairy side for a moment, at what age do your cows begin producing milk and at what frequency throughout their lives?
Well, what we aim for is to have a cow in production for the first time around 2 years old, and then they'll dry off and have another calf several times throughout their life and start production again every time they have a calf.
And at what age are they done producing milk typically?
Like the average in the industry would probably be around 8 to 9 years old, but we definitely have had some girls celebrate their 13th birthday in the barn.
So the modern equipment you use on your farm is no doubt costly. What factors go into those decisions?
It's an investment. I mean, it's the same as all the other farm machinery that we have. It has a useful life. Like our milking parlor was just kind of at the point where we had to make a decision that it was time to upgrade one way or another. And for us, robots made a lot more sense.
What's the size of your herd, roughly?
Well, we're milking around 145 or so all the time. So with young stock and replacements and dry cows, plus or minus 300 head.
Christine, you have a background in finance and you were poised to work on Toronto's Bay Street out of University of all things. What brings you to a farm in the valley?
I met a handsome young farmer, and so that changed the course of my direction. And so basically what I did is I started a career in banking and in agricultural banking, and I stayed at that until I left my corporate career in 2017 to be on the farm full time. So about the span of 17 years.
What's one of the most challenging parts of the financial aspect of the organization?
The most difficult thing is finding that way to be able to preserve cash flow and have the resilience and build that into your financial plan.
How have the past few years treated you guys overall?
I would say we've been lucky in the last probably 5 years. We've probably had three or four that are very good crop years.
In 2014, if I want to think, like, that was one of our biggest challenges. We had early frost that year. Really, crop insurance didn't help us out at all. The crop was unsaleable.
To cover this off, Robbie, you have a pretty simple philosophy when it comes to your farm, don't you?
We work hard at the things that we can control, and the parts that we can't, we kind of just have to roll with them, bounce off them the best we can, I guess is one way to put it.
Thank you both for your enlightening insight. It's really been an education. This has been another installment of Growing Up on the Farm. I'm Richard Evans with 104.9 MyFM.